Superpowers are rarely simple or straightforward when you think about them deeply. With every power comes a list of required secondary powers without which the main superpower would be useless or even dangerous to use. Applying the real laws of physics and thermodynamics to superpowers sometimes leaves you with perplexing or even horrifying scenarios. Take super strength, for example. You can lift anything, except you would also need the ability that would keep you from sinking into the ground when you lift something super heavy. You also better have super strong bones to match those super strong muscles, otherwise you would risk tearing yourself apart. And of course, performing feats such as catching airplanes plummeting to the ground would be impossible unless you could strengthen the airplane itself. Otherwise, there would be a hand-shaped hole left in the still-falling plane. Another example would be super speed. You would need to be invulnerable to friction as well, to prevent yourself from bursting into flames from the heat generated by the friction with the air or any other surface. You should also be able to extend that protection to your clothes to stop them from combusting. As a last example, let's take the healing factor, an ability that allows you to heal super quickly from any injury. This would probably require super tolerance to pain in order to be useful. In addition, the regenerated body parts would need to come from somewhere. In fact, all superpowers have incredible energy requirements, requiring a tremendous energy intake, or at least a very efficient and fast metabolism. In the end, maybe it's better not to analyze superpowers too deeply, but rather simply enjoy the stories they're a part of.